welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life and not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
We're here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, inside our tiki at our RV lot. This is episode 38.
And we are just wrapping up our second season of spring training baseball. And we've learned a lot over the last 2 years, and we've talked to a lot of folks with questions. So this week we're sharing tips for visiting spring training. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So yes, this week we are recording this sitting in our tiki at our lot in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
It's been incredible here over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh my gosh. I tell you what, there is something to be said for South Florida during the early spring and winter. Oh my goodness. Such amazing weather we've been having. The rest of the country I know has had a lot of storms and snow, and I mean, we haven't seen any of that.
No, not at all. Not since we got here.
No, and so it is, I can definitely see why so many of the baseball teams call South Florida home this time of year. And if you remember, if you watch our YouTube channel, if you remember when we did our video, it's been a while back now, about why we decided to buy this lot as kind of a home base, is baseball played a big part of that.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with spring training being all around us, that was a major part of our decision. And, you know, for folks out there that really don't know what spring training baseball is, it's for the major leagues. This is where they start each year. They start in spring training. They do it in Arizona. They do it in Florida. They're in one or the other. This is the Grapefruit League over here in Florida, and it's the Cactus
League in Arizona.
In Arizona. And in Florida here, that it's the East Coast. It's funny, here in Florida, when people talk about the East Coast and West Coast, we've learned that the East Coast means the Atlantic side. The West Coast, no, that doesn't mean California. It means the West Coast of Florida, which is the Gulf side.
Right.
And that is kind of East Coast and West Coast of Florida separates the Grapefruit League. Too.
Right. A lot of the teams, so you can figure about half of the major league teams, I think it might be exactly half, come to the Grapefruit League, the other half obviously to Arizona and the Cactus League.
Yep.
But then they are subdivided further than that. Most of them in Florida being on the Gulf side. And then a few, we've got 5 teams currently here on the Atlantic side of Florida. And those are the 5 teams that we have really followed in our first 2 seasons of spring training.
Yeah, for sure. And see, the teams all come down south or in Arizona, obviously, to have good weather, first of all. It wouldn't be easy to be doing up in New York or Pittsburgh or places like that.
Because spring training starts usually at the end of February.
Right. So spring training is typically about 5 weeks long. And it's the teams, they also go to a different place than where they practice and play normally to kind of try to focus the team. You know, this is when they're narrowing down the team for who is going to be on the roster when the season starts. And, you know, there's always, it's fun to come to spring training because you get to see a lot of young guys that are trying to make an impression and possibly be able to break camp here and make the major league roster. So a major reason why a lot of people come to spring training is they get to see, well, you get up and close with a lot of the players and the veterans, so you get to see them, but then you get to see the young guys that hopefully one day are going to make an impact and be the guys that you're going to want to follow and stuff. So it is very unique. It's a unique baseball situation because during the regular season, the guys, it's tougher to be able to ever get much time or get a selfie or maybe an autograph from a player. It's a lot tougher during the regular season.
Yeah, the stadiums are much, much bigger.
Much bigger. They're more relaxed in this atmosphere. I mean, Bregman took his baby boy out on the field to introduce him to everybody. And, you know, we're all sitting there watching that. I mean, we're right there when he did that. And it was, you know, it's such a neat moment that obviously you're not going to see that during the regular season.
And you do. You get to see some of the families of the players,
yes.
You know, and you see that in a lot of cases they're fans of the game. Just like you might be, you know?
Well, we saw Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, at the last game we're at just a couple days ago. He walked right past us, and we said hi to him, and
yeah,
he said hi right back.
He stopped and chatted for a second,
yeah.
You know, kind of in passing. And
I mean, wow.
Yeah, when do you have that opportunity?
That's right.
And that's actually the second time this season that we've gotten to speak with him.
Right, and the general manager walked by us on another day, but the right when he did, I didn't, you know, notice him quick enough to say hi, but then I realized who it was right after he went by. So,
and you get to see not only the owners, the staff, the managers, the coaches, the players, but former players as well.
Oh yeah.
You know, who are some of the folks we've seen just this year? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, we know Jeff Bagwell has been in camp. He's a Hall of Famer from the Astros. Craig Biggio's been in. We saw him. He's a Hall of Famer. Michael Brantley, who just recently retired, we saw him the last time we went down to West Palm. He's going to be coaching on and off this year. Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Mr. October.
Yes.
He has been working as president of the Astros for many years. I think that's his title. He was there. He's working with the players and stuff. So, wow. Yeah, you're not only seeing the guys of today and the guys of tomorrow, hopefully,
right.
But you are seeing some of those old-timers that are
legends in the
legends, game. Absolute legends. Yeah, it's really cool.
And so that is something that is completely unique for baseball fans in general, even if you're not seeing the team that you follow necessarily. Sometimes it's fun just to go around and just take in the game at a different level than you can during the regular season.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, we are big fans of minor league baseball as
yes.
well as major league baseball. And for us on our travels, we love to go to even the minor league ballparks. We've been to ballparks all over the country. We're going to be hitting more, I hope, this year. But it is really neat to get to see those minor league ball players with the major league guys.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I mean, again, we just love baseball. That's a big part of our RV journey.
Right.
Like you said, when we travel around the country, we want to see minor league games. When we're here, like last summer, we were actually here a while. We got to see the Port St. Lucie Mets, which is their single-A
yes.
team, and it's awesome. That ballpark is awesome, and the tickets are a lot less expensive than the major leagues, and it's a lot more relaxed atmosphere than the major leagues. Yeah, we really enjoy. We enjoy minor league baseball.
And I think that's a big thing, too, just for folks to know that as you're traveling – when you come to places where they train, like in several of the towns here in Florida or in Arizona, a lot of those ballparks are also used for minor league stadiums during the regular season.
Yeah,
Over here, we have three stadiums on the Atlantic side of Florida that are used for spring training. We have the New York Mets Stadium, which is Clover Park, just down from us, a mile away from where we're sitting right now. We walk to that stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Beautiful stadium.
Yes, it is.
And then just about 30 minutes or 35 minutes so down the road, down Interstate 95, you come to Jupiter, Florida, and that's where the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals train.
Yep, they share that complex.
And they also have both of their single-A teams who play there during the season.
Yep.
I think they're the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads, if
okay.
I remember correctly.
Okay.
I love the names of the teams, you
for
know.
Sure.
And then a little further south, about an hour from here, you come to West Palm Beach. The ballparks of the Palm Beaches, or I guess Cacti Park officially now this year.
Yes.
But that is where the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals share a facility.
Right, but they don't have their minor league teams playing there.
Correct.
Right? Yes.
So, you know, that is something that is unique for that stadium.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting because during this season we have been to a lot of games at all three of those ballparks. And the one thing we have noticed is that in West Palm, typically, you don't seem to have as many sellouts. I guess the locals don't seem to come to as many games as you see in Jupiter or here in Port St. Lucie.
Yeah, and I think a point about that, like we were talking about this, is because they don't have any minor league affiliation down there, I don't think the locals probably do get into it as much as here in Port St. Lucie, where obviously the Mets, the Port St. Lucie Mets, single A play here, so...
And that's a big part of this community.
It's a big part of this community. So these people around here that follow them during the summer obviously are going to want to come to spring training too, because some of those same players that they're seeing there are going to be in the big league camp.
Or they have, you know, the ones they're seeing now have played here previously in single A ball.
Right.
And they're getting to watch them play in person again.
And so obviously that is probably the same reason in the ballpark in Jupiter.
Yep.
Because they both have minor league teams there, St. Louis and
Miami.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably the reason for it, I guess.
That's what makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But it is something that we have definitely noticed this year.
Yes, for sure.
Now, I think one of the things we've heard folks talk about, let's get into some of the tips for visiting spring training.
Yeah.
And again, this is based on our experience in two seasons here on the Atlantic side of Florida.
Right.
So certainly, I think most of the tips are probably going to be across the board.
Yeah, most of them will be.
But we're based on what we have actually experienced. But we've had conversations with people this year that came here somewhere to the Treasure Coast or the Palm Beaches, and were surprised that the ballparks aren't as close together as they expected.
No, in fact, we talked to one couple that, yeah, they thought they were going to be right next door.
And yeah, they thought all the ballparks for Grapefruit were within 10 miles of each other,
right,
basically.
And now, the one at West Palm where the Astros and Nationals have is probably closest to their real club, well, 15 minutes away, basically.
15 or 20 minutes from Jupiter.
From Jupiter. So those two are relatively close.
Right.
I mean, so that's four teams that are covered within about 15 minutes away, maybe 20. But then, you know, obviously the St. Lucie Mets are up here at
Port St. Lucie.
And we're about 45 minutes, 50 minutes to Jupiter, and a little over an hour to West Palm. So, yeah, if you're planning on staying somewhere and covering games in all three of these stadiums, you're probably going to have to rent a car if you flew here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you came in your RV, you need to bring a towed because,
right,
or a motorcycle, I guess, because you know, it's not just a short jaunt to the other ballparks.
And I think it's important on that note to know, if you're coming to see a specific team, if you're a big fan of the Phillies, for example,
mm-hmm,
well, the Phillies train in Clearwater, Florida. And so that is about 3.5 to 4 hours from here.
Oh, yeah.
So you might see a Phillies game in this area. They may come over one day to play in Port St. Lucie or in Jupiter.
Right.
But if you are a Phillies fan, you're going to want to be closer to Clearwater, which is their base of operations, and they're more likely to play most of their games nearby where their home stadium is.
Yeah, like the Yankees, for instance, they also train in Florida, but they're on the West Coast. And I'd love to see a Yankees game, but the problem is they're over 3 hours away from us. And,
right.
Of course, y'all know we have Star, and, you know, that's a six-hour commute. So we're not going to be able to go to that ballpark and leave Star.
Star's our dog.
We can't do that. That's going to be too long. And the ball game, you know, you're talking 10 hours.
Right.
So there's no way that's ever going to work. But usually they come over here like once a season or through the spring. We missed them this year because they actually played the Port St. Lucie Mets, which makes sense, New York versus New York. And so we had our chance, but
well, we were down seeing the Astros that day.
We were in West Palm. But even with that, it was sold out.
It was sold out
quick.
And
tickets were crazy expensive.
So let's talk about that. So if you know that you are coming to spring training and you know the dates that you're going to come, you need to plan ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can buy your tickets ahead, especially on the weekends. Let's face it, the weekends are the busiest times.
Or if obviously there's a big matchup like...
Right, if there's a big matchup like New York versus New York, buy your tickets as soon as they go on sale.
Right.
Because that's a major...
It's just like if they were playing in the regular season,
except... No doubt.
I mean, these are much smaller stadiums than what they play in. These are minor league size stadiums, so there's a lot fewer seats for sale.
Yes.
So they will sell out. And so you need to make your plans. You can buy tickets through the MLB app. They use the same app that they do during the big league season for the main ballparks. During spring training, those parks are available to buy tickets. So you can do it through there, through the website. I'm sure you can call in.
Yeah,
but you want to do it as far in advance as you can.
Yeah, and if you want to, if you buy tickets through MLB, you typically can buy your parking online as well.
Yes. All of these ballparks do charge for parking. This year, the going rate was like $15 over here.
Yep.
At all three parks. You can buy that in advance. Now, you know, like I said, we walk to the Met Stadium.
Right.
So we obviously don't have to pay for parking there. We could ride our bikes.
And
do the
not
same
have
thing.
To pay.
And we did save money a couple of days going to West Palm and parking because we bought the tickets ahead of time. And when you buy your tickets there at the box office for a future game, you can buy your parking in advance for $12. So it saved us $3.
Right.
And there are... discounts to be had.
Yeah, that's what we found out this year.
Yeah, and it's going to be different at every ballpark. We follow all the ballparks on social media, and a lot of times that's how you can learn about the discount programs that they have.
Yep.
Sometimes it's less expensive to go during the week versus the weekends. Obviously, if it's a big game like the Yankees and the Mets, probably not going to see a lot of discounts on that game.
Yep.
But, like, for example, this year at West Palm with the Nationals and the Astros, they did a buy one, get one on tickets if you were 55 and older every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes.
You had to buy those tickets either via phone or in person at the box office. But that we saved a ton of money doing that.
A ton. And the tickets during the week were less expensive.
Yes.
So we literally, the first time we bought tickets like that, Stacy and I got two tickets for less than what we paid per ticket.
Yes.
The game before. Because the game
was
before.
On the weekend.
Yeah, on the weekend cost us $50 a piece.
Right.
And I think that first time we both went it got in for $44 total for both of us.
Right. Plus parking.
Plus parking. And then we got a discount on parking because we bought it.
Right.
There at the box office. So, yes, look for the deals, you know, and you can look for them also. They all have websites and stuff.
Right. And you can go through the main, for the spring training period, you can go through your main team Major
right.
League website,
MLB
and it'll
website.
Have links to all of the spring training information, the schedules, the rosters, the discounts that they might be offering, ballpark information. They usually have an A to Z guideline thing for the ballparks, which is really helpful, telling you what to expect, where to find parking, when the gates will open, and all of that. Now, one thing is speaking of the A to Z, one of the things that we saw get a lot of people is the bag policy.
Yeah.
Now, this is not unlike other sports venues now with
right.
security. You have to go through security. You have to have all your items checked, you know, and go through the metal detectors and all of that like we're seeing everywhere now. But they are very, like other sports venues, they are very specific about their bag policies, what bags you can carry in.
They have to be clear, for sure.
They have to be either a certain size of smallness,
okay, yeah.
like a small fanny pack,
yeah,
or they have to be clear. Some exceptions, they say, are made if it's medical-related
right.
or something like that. But we saw, so it was interesting because in the team stores, because all these ballparks have a team store, one of the things that they sell are bags,
mm-hmm.
and they are Grapefruit League or, you know, whatever the team is, and they sell the clear bags, they sell little fanny pack bags, and they sell, in some cases, like backpacks that are just a fabric, like one of those string backpack things, you know. Well, so those weren't clear, though, and we saw someone
yep.
come in, he took, you know, got his stuff out of his trunk of his car, and he was bringing in a lot of baseballs to try to go and get the players to sign his ball, the baseballs, and he put them all in this bag that he had bought in one of the team stores, but it wasn't clear, and they wouldn't let him in with it.
Yeah.
So just because they sell it in the stores doesn't mean it's a bag that you can use at the ballpark.
Yeah, and that brings us to another tip, because he was bringing a bunch of balls and stuff because he was coming early.
Yes.
Like 3 hours before the game because they are practicing on the backfields. So, and the ones, now the home teams are the ones that are practicing on their backfield. So, like, we'd go down to West Palm. We would get there 3 to 4 hours early. We get in, you have to go through security, too, to do that, even. So you still, it's the same policy. It still has to be a clear bag or real small, like Stacy said. That's where he got caught because he was going to go, he didn't know. He was just going to take a bag of baseballs and try to get them signed by the players on the backfield.
And he figured since he had bought the bag there, it was okay.
Yes, and so he had to just put all these balls in his pockets and stuff. Kind of looked funny because he had all these baseballs in his pockets, and he was giving them to all of his family and stuff to put in their pockets. But that's another tip, and that is if you're going to, let's say, see the Astros and you're going to West Palm, go early. Go watch the practices.
Yes.
Especially if you have your kids with you because – If you're taking them because you want them to see the players and maybe they play Little League or they're in select baseball or even, you know, daughters that want to watch too, when you watch and see how hard they practice and see all the drills they do, it's incredible. Even as an adult, it's incredible to watch the they don't take anything for granted. You don't go out there and watch these pros and see how good they are and say, oh, gosh, they just got so much God-given talent that they can do that. No, they do have God-given talent, but they also practice, practice, practice. And, I mean, every kind of drill you can think of. And it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. And they will split them up into infielders on one field,
right.
outfielders on another field, pitchers in another area, pitchers and catchers. And so if there's a particular, you know, position that you're interested in watching practice on,
yep.
you can go to that particular area. There were stands back there. They were shaded. You know, it was phenomenal. And
yeah.
and those those gates typically open, you know, in the mornings.
Yes.
So you could make a whole day of it.
Yeah, you can. You just have to find out what time the gates open, because you have to pay to park to even see that,
right,
too. So you're, or if you're like us here at the Port St. Lucie, we could walk to that ballpark and go to the backfields and watch the players, and it wouldn't cost us anything.
Right.
But you just need to know, obviously, if you fly in or you RV in and you take your car in, you're going to pay to park to do that. But I think it's the best part of spring training.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
100%. Now, it's important to note that we have been told by parking attendants that if you do plan to make a day of it and you pay to park and then you leave to go get lunch and you come back, you're going to have to pay to park again.
Yeah, and that is kind of a downfall, because another kind of tip is, at least for the Astros, back on their practice fields, there's no bathroom facilities or concession stands back there.
Right.
So, there, you know, if you got to go to the restroom, you can. There are restrooms, but they are back at the stadium, and they're at a part of the stadium where they'll let you go in and come back out without a ticket.
Right.
But you still, there's no concession stand or anything open. So,
I think that's the case on all of the backfields.
I think it probably is. Yeah.
So you need to be prepared for that.
Right. You can probably bring bottled water. We never thought about that. But if you bring it in your clear bag or whatever, I'm sure they're going to have no problem with that.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go for a full day, that'd be a good idea to take you some bottled water with
right.
you.
Right. Now, you know, we talked about planning ahead as far as buying your tickets in advance when you know that you want to go. But you need to realize, too, that in these areas where these ballparks are, this time of year, the accommodation fees go through the roof.
Oh, yes. We know that the hotel fees here in Port St. Lucie, they're almost three times what they normally are. We just talked to a good friend yesterday who came and visited us, and he actually comes down here because he works down in the area from time to time. So he stays in the hotels during the off time and during spring training. And, yeah, they were three times the rent to stay. So I'm not sure about the RV parks, but they're probably a little more expensive too.
Well, and I think that is where maybe booking ahead,
yes,
you know, will help you.
Yep.
Certainly if you have access to any discounts for either your hotel stay or your RV resort, you know, say you're a KOA member and you're staying at one of the KOAs in Fort Pierce, which is just north of us, you'd want to use those discounts maybe here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that is a time when everybody comes here.
Yep.
Expect traffic, pack your patience. It hasn't been that bad.
I haven't thought it was that
bad. But a lot of people say, oh, it gets so crowded and busy. You know, just know that there's a lot of other folks who want to see this. It's a short window.
Yep.
It's a short period of time. And so the populations here in these areas tend to rise quickly.
So the restaurants are busy and everything else. We don't see that as much because we make our own dinners and stuff a lot of times. So we don't eat out a bunch, especially when this is going on, unless we're at the game. Now, at the game, you know, you pretty much have to.
Right.
So we eat at the game. But other than that, we don't go to the restaurants that much during this time.
Right. Now, I will say that what we have found on the food this year is that there are several in these ballparks. They've got the main concession, the big concession areas.
Yep.
And then they've got carts. And a lot of times those carts will have the better deals.
Yeah, better deals, and I think better food in general.
Yeah.
Because they're like little grills or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're making that food right there in front of you.
Right.
Whereas in the big concession stands, you go in and buy a cheeseburger, that thing, you know, no telling when they cook.
That's right.
I mean, it's wrapped up already, and they just grab it out from underneath the lamp. But on those carts, you go, if you get a you know, like with Philly cheesesteak or whatever, you watch them cook it right there in front of you.
Right, and they'll put on it whatever you want.
That's right.
You know, and I think part of the experience of visiting any ballpark, one of the first things we like to do is to come in. We like to arrive early.
Yep.
So that we can go into the park and walk around the park and, you know, see, take in the park, see what all of our options are for
yep.
food and drink. And then we can make an informed choice.
Yeah.
And not just go to the first place because we're starving and the first place that's closest to our seats.
Right.
Now let's talk about the seats. It is Arizona or South Florida.
Yep.
You got to be prepared for the weather. And this year it has been, I think, you know, one game we were at, it was 89 degrees and full sun.
Yep.
And other times it's been 63 degrees and breezy.
Yeah.
So you need to be prepared and bring what you think you're going to need.
Yeah, luckily almost most of the games have been in the 70s, but there are those extremes. So if you're going to be there in the middle of the day, if it's a 105 start, you might want to check where those seats are, because there's some overhangs in some of these parks where if you may be better to be on the back five rows
right.
or whatever, because you're going to get shade probably. If you think you have great seats and you're on the third row right down by the field, but there is no shade on the third row right down by the field.
Right.
And you know, we were laughing one day because they have this company on that upgrades people's tickets or whatever. Oh, so-and-so won upgraded tickets. And they take someone from the back rows and they bring them all the way down. And Stacy and I were saying, I don't know if people even want it today, that game where it was like 89 degrees or whatever. Yeah, that may not be the time you want to be sitting down.
An upgrade may not, you may have people turning that down, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's like, this is where the clear bags can be helpful. Because we have a clear bag that we bought in one of the ballparks. We don't use it to carry in baseballs to get signed or anything like that.
No.
We use it to carry in a light jacket, sunblock. You know, we'll have our sunglasses and our hats. And that way we're set regardless of what Mother Nature decides to throw at us.
That's right.
Umbrellas are not allowed in the stadiums.
Nope.
Because they're going to block the views of the folks behind you.
Right.
And so it's just good to, as anything else, to be prepared.
For sure.
Now, I think there's a big thing for spring training where we kind of talked about a little bit about this. But when you come to spring training, don't come in expecting to see just the big names play every game, the whole game, all the time. That's not what it's about.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know where Stacy was going here with this, but yeah, I mean, they want to see as many players as they can. They want to see these young guys, too. And they're also trying to get the major players just in shape for game number one. These games, really, they don't count at all in the standings. So they may, and the same rules don't necessarily apply, too. Like we've seen a couple times this year, a starting pitcher may come in and he might get in trouble in the first inning, and they may pull him and then bring him back in the second inning. Well, you can't do that in regular baseball. If you pull him out of the game, he can't come back in unless you put him in right field and then bring him back. But they totally take him out of the game, and it's because they're really wanting to get these guys just ready for the regular season. They don't want people getting hurt. They
might be working on new pitches.
Right, working on new pitches. So it's not, and you can't just watch it and go, oh, well, we lost 5-4, darn it. You know, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes because, yeah, pitchers are working on different pitches, so they may not be on that day. And the reason why they're not on is because that new a slider they're trying to throw, he can't get it over the plate.
Right.
You know, but he keeps throwing it because they want to see if he can get that down for the regular season. So
hitters might be working on a new stance.
That's
or
right.
Holding the bat a little differently.
Yeah, we know Pena was doing that all this year for the Astros. And what's crazy, too, is some of these guys, when they get done, some of the main guys, they start the game a lot of times. They may play three or four innings, and then when their time's done, they leave the stadium. You'll see them walk down and go out of the stadium. Well, if they're at home, there's backfields where games are being played by some of the younger teams or younger guys. They may be playing a scrimmage on a backfield, and some of the ball players that have left the game sometimes go to those backfields and just walk on and get more at-bats.
Right.
So
it's not about wins and losses.
No, it is not about wins and losses. It's just about seeing the guys at this different kind of level, you know, and getting prepared for the regular season. Not necessarily. It isn't about wins and losses at all. I guarantee you none of the managers are looking at wins and losses. They are looking at how the new young guys are doing, and they're saying, okay, this is how we're going to get these guys prepared, because they know most of the roster, they know the roster before the season starts. And those guys, they have to get prepared for game number one.
Right, right. And, you know, if you are a baseball fan, take the time to visit more than one stadium.
Yes.
Every stadium is unique.
Yeah.
It has its own feel. It's a different experience. We even go to games that, you know, we're not following necessarily either team closely.
Right.
We just want to have the experience of being at that stadium.
That's for sure. That's just like minor league baseball. When we're going to see it around the country, it doesn't have to be affiliated with the Astros. It
right.
could be any team.
Right.
And we love to watch it.
And one of the ways that we've discovered this year where we can track our ballparks that we visit, actually inside some of the team stores, and they probably sell them online as well.
Yeah.
You know, if you followed us online or if you followed us on YouTube for a while, that when we go to a national park, we have a national parks passport book that we get stamped when we go into the national parks.
Yep.
They also have something like that now for the ballparks.
Yeah, we got one.
And we've seen a couple different versions. One is Major League Parks and one is Minor League Parks. And you can go in. Once you buy the passport, you can just go to the team store, to the cash register area typically, and ask for a stamp. And they will stamp it. It has the date and the ballpark name. And then you can fill in the stats for that game. And just a fun little way to keep up with some of the parks that you've
visited. Yeah, for sure. I wish we'd gotten it before.
I know. We've been to so many parks. I guess we'll just have to go back.
We'll have to go back.
So I think that pretty much talks about all of the tips that we've learned so far. We cannot wait to come back and take in more spring training next year. I can't believe it's already over.
I know it. It was crazy, but bucket list item, it has been for me forever. Last year was the first time I ever went. And I could see us going for years and years and years now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if it is something you've considered, it is definitely worthy.
Yes.
Make sure that you take the time one of these years to get out and support your favorite team or just see some other guys play and enjoy the spring training experience. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, make sure that you jump over to your favorite podcasting app and give us a like or a follow or whatever works for you. You can always listen to us on RVAmericaYall.com under the podcast platform. You can also find all of our videos there, of course. And until next time, y'all, we appreciate you joining us. Safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.